It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 0-1. And this should end the run. And that'll do it. The Motown magic continues. The Tigers sweep the Astros 5-2. And they will move to the American League Division Series.
Listen, I'm not sure who, but somebody let the Tigers get hot.
Even watching these Major League Baseball playoffs, Keith,
you know, I haven't gone wire to wire with any of them, but I've watched bits and pieces of just about all of them.
How about
like,
you, Billy?
I do like it.
Billy, you been watching?
No, I'm in the same boat. Checking in on them. Not really glued to them.
I the first day kind of snuck up on me, to be honest. I didn't watch as much on Tuesday. I watched more yesterday, flipping in and out. And maybe it's because I realized the stakes a little bit more.
Yeah.
If the Tigers advance.
Stakes are high.
I mean, the Red Sox easily could have been the Detroit Tigers who sold at the trade deadline.
The stat was making the rounds yesterday. I think in the second week of August, they had a 0.2% chance of making the playoffs.
Okay.
And now they're in the ALDS after sweeping.
Explain that
the
to me.
Astros. I believe
they finished 30-13 to finish the season.
Like, Explain that to me. Craig Breslow and Chaim Bloom and all the other advanced analytics crew. Explain that to me. They were 0.2 odds.
So they passed you in the high speed lane. You were ahead of them for most of the season. They passed you, get into the playoffs. And this is just further proof, and this is not, you know, a groundbreaking statement, but baseball has proven. You get in, you can win the whole thing.
They easily could be you. The Royals could have been you. Nick, you made this point yesterday. The Royals tried to hand you the wild cards, but they tried to hand it over.
The worst teams in baseball.
They played like garbage down the stretch.
But you couldn't get 86 wins. Nobody's saying, oh, you got to win 100 games. You got to get 86 wins, get into the playoffs, and then be the hot team. I mean, hell, 2013, not a great roster. David Ortiz, though, couldn't get out, and they got a couple of good pitching performances, and they won the whole freaking thing.
Bingo. So,
that's
like,
all you need.
Look at the whole American League. You said 86 to get in. Look at the whole American League.
Yeah.
The Yankees had the most wins in the AL with 94.
Oof.
That was the top of the league.
Nice.
The wild card teams had 91, Baltimore, already out. Kansas City, 86. Detroit, 86.
86 wins.
That's
Detroit,
all you had to do.
Who was just kind of left for dead. Trust me, as the one-time host of the Red Sox pregame show, we would take a look at the AL wildcard standings quite a bit, and we'd like never even mention them. We'd be like, oh, yeah, there's teams like Detroit and Tampa that are just kind of out of it. It's like the Red Sox chasing the Twins. Twins also have a lot to be upset about. The Twins had a wildcard spot almost all year and then sank like a stone and lost it.
They finished one game ahead of the Red Sox.
Yeah, they were horrible. They also were a mess. But, you know, that's embarrassing for the Red Sox. Just overall, like at the beginning of the year, at the All-Star break, at the trade deadline, to realize that 86 would get you in. So Some of it's roster construction. Some of it is just the way the players that were on the team played down the stretch, how inconsistent they were. They'd have two great weeks of starting pitching, and then the bullpen would be terrible. Then the bullpen would figure it out, and then they couldn't hit. And then it was like just like a mess of a season. But 86 wins is not this unbelievable achievement.
It's 10 games and, over 500. You were,
and now you're still playing baseball, these teams.
You peaked at 11 wins over 500. You were 11 yeah. right before the All-Star break. You were 11 wins over 500.
So yeah, if you played 500 from that moment on, you're in. You're dancing.
You are in.
Popping bottles
so,
over there.
You know, never mind that you couldn't outspend Kansas City at the trade deadline, Michael Lorenzen, or in the offseason, Seth Lugo.
Yeah, they couldn't get that Seth Lugo money.
The Royals were actually acquiring players from you in the offseason to beef up their bullpen while you were selling. And now they're advancing in the playoffs, and they
Royals
knocked out
Tigers.
They knocked out, by the way, Baltimore.
Yeah,
who I think a lot of Red Sox fans look at it and go, "Well, we can't compete with the Orioles."
They
look
got
at the
some
Orioles.
Playoff
look at,
issues.
Look at their young talent, blah blah blah, and this and that. The Royals just knocked them out. The Royals outspent you on certain players, not overall.
Yeah, yeah.
But they outspent you on individual players. The Red Sox were in on. They're advancing. Never mind the Tigers, who were selling at the deadline. You sat on your hands, made minor additions. You could easily be these teams easily. And the Red Sox chose not to be. Meanwhile, just to close the loop on Chris Sale. Chris Sale is going to win the Cy Young. He's going to win the NL pitching triple crown. The Braves got into the playoffs. They're already out. Padres beat them in two straight. Braves are done.
How'd Sale do?
Did not pitch.
Oh.
Back spasms. Couldn't pitch on the final regular season game of the year, which was a doubleheader against the Mets.
Got it.
Was not on the playoff roster for these two games against the Padres. Isn't that the whole reason you got out of the Chris Sale business, this experience right here? Mm-hmm. When he's healthy, he's still great, but he's never healthy. You can never trust him. He won't be there in October. That's why you got out of the Chris Sale business. It was a horrible return for that trade.
Yeah, that's still my hang-up.
I still feel good about, but I still feel good about moving on from him.
No, we screamed about him for 4 years. He's falling off of bikes. He's punching TVs in Worcester. Like, he was cooked here. Sometimes the change of scenery helps, and it did for 99.9% of the regular season for Chris Sale, and then it was at the end, and then he let him down. Now, he pitched 30 games or whatever. It's different than 13 or 3 or whatever it's been previous for the Red Sox. So, yeah, I'm not as hung up on the Chris Sale deal. I think the return is brutal. Vaughn Grissom, to this point, he could prove us wrong, but to this point, sucks. And also, they said, all right, we're going to go get a veteran pitcher kind of to replace Sale, and they got Lucas Giolito, who's been passed around the league and also stinks, and then he got hurt on top of it. But even if he played or pitched, what would he have been? Like that, like you didn't.
A 5 ERA and, you know, a borderline starting pitcher in the American League.
So that was a mess. Also, real quick, just because we're looking at all these results from yesterday, everybody said it was so dumb. And I didn't want them to give Xander Bogaerts the contract that Xander Bogaerts ended up getting. But San Diego was so dumb giving him that deal. But they're also on to the NLDS.
Yeah, how's he been?
I don't think very good.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's a lot with him.
But I don't think it slowed them down any.
No,
they're
totally
playing
fair
in the next round.
So this is a similar vein. I'm rooting hard for the Mets tonight. All the series are done. Mets Brewers is the last one going. I'm rooting hard for the Mets just so that, you know, the Sam Kennedys of the world and Werner can't throw back in your face, oh, well, all these high-spending teams don't advance. No. I want the Mets to advance because they spend, and Steve Cohen cares.
Yep.
And he proves it with his wallet. I am rooting hard for the New York Mets.
It would also be another sub-90 win team advancing.
It's true. 89
you know,
wins.
Which would be pretty good.
Another team that you look at and say, we could easily be that team.
They didn't have people showing up to the games in the first week of the season.
Who's that, Mets?
Yeah, the Mets. It was like game six.
And well, then didn't like Grimace get on board and that sort of took off?
That turned it all around?
Yeah, Grimace, and Jose Iglesias had his OMG song, and then now they're just going on vibes.
Yeah, they love it. Lindor had an unbelievable year. Like that's a fun team.
And the Mets do get those. They got the vibe songs going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You had Edwin Diaz, Jose Iglesias. I guess I never really thought about that.
The Edwin Diaz thing was as cool as it was for a little while.
Yeah, it got played out real quick.
Yeah,
but,
it kind of did.
But
then he got hurt. Didn't he get hurt at the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah,
sounds right.
Celebrating, and then after they clinched on Monday, he told people
vibes
to jump on him, and then people jumped on him.
That's vibes.
He was like a little Martin Gramatica out there.
You know, the vibes game giveth, the vibes game taketh away.
Sure does.
You celebrate real hard.
You got to ride that wave, though.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the vibes game is not easy out in those vibe streets. 617-779-7937. There's a thought on the Major League Baseball playoffs. Red Sox could easily still be playing. Advancing, but they don't care and they choose not to.
They're home.
So how do you feel about your baseball team? You can jump in on that. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.